All right, so figure out that so if we start at 50, if we start at 13, then we would end at 53. No, that's not right. Yeah, is that right?
12.
We start at 13, 47. Yeah, 54. Is that right?
I'm very bad with math.
Me too. 13 is 47 is 50. So we want to end at like 54.
Mm. Let me ask you a question. When you do stand up, do you have a stopwatch or you go by the time?
The time.
Okay, that's why we're having a problem here because I go by the counter. So that's why this is the way we keep
time. Starting like 15 seconds. Okay. So aim for 54. That's right, right? 47. And then, 47, and then if we get 4 after that, we get to 51. So 54, 55.
Let me ask you a question.
We're going to start.
All right.
What? What's your question?
You got to do math during your set then.
Yeah.
Right? I'm nothing against it.
Can I start?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, and WTBQ.com. As always, you can catch the replay on the Davin's Den Facebook page, as well as Ustream.tv. Forget it. Just Google live from the compound. Google live from the compound, Anthony, and you'll see us.
There you go. We're not going to give you the URL.
Oh, the website is ridiculous. I'm going to yell at Anthony about that URL.
I'm sure he'll be concerned.
He busted my chops when he came on my show about the URL.
Well,
bust his chop.
You want to know you got a point, yeah.
Exactly.
Both are URLs.
When we go to the compound, he's going to go into the den in the barrel.
Yeah.
But yes, so you are listening to Davin's Den, the show that is better than drinking spoiled milk. We are.
Or eating rat poison. Or sticking your foot in a bear trap. Or smacking your hand with a hammer.
Yes, you're getting the gist.
Yes.
That's Joe Curry.
Hi.
Jumping in as usual.
Hi, everyone.
And I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Before we get started, I want to wish a happy anniversary to my lovely wife. Tonight is our anniversary.
Ah, that's right. That's right.
It is 9 years of marriage, and I think we've been together like 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to jump on the old anniversary bandwagon, and I am going to...
and put a flat tire in it.
Yeah, right. No, I am going to wish a happy anniversary to my lovely wife, Joanne, which we were married 2 days after.
Happy anniversary,
Joanne.
Happy
anniversary. That's true.
I also want to wish a happy fifth birthday to my daughter, Skylar.
Really?
Yes, don't look so surprised.
I'm not surprised. Five already?
Yeah, that's what happens with kids. They keep on getting older.
She's five?
She's five.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wow.
So, yeah, we got that going on. So this is a very busy weekend.
Yes.
For me. We got the kids' party going on. And, you know, you got to – here's the thing about kids' party. When we were kids, you know, you had a party. Your parents invited over a couple of your school friends and everything. And you played pin the tail on the donkey. You had some goodie bags. That was the end of it. Now I'm spending like hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
On what?
To entertain these kids. I got to rent a place, or I got to hire a clown or a magician, which you can do by calling Side Splitting Productions, 845-986-7806. But yeah, I mean, that's the kids, the Nirvana, here we are now, entertain us.
Yes.
Nirvana had it right.
I love the kiddie parties that you go to when you have to get the balloon, the ride. I love the Titanic one that the kids – you ever see the Titanic? It's a blow-up
– Every Thursday night at 7:05.
Exactly. But it's this blow-up ship that's sinking, the Titanic.
Oh, right.
Slide down. Whee!
You know what? Nothing is more heartwarming for the little ones than people drowning in frozen water.
I know. I can't – you know, probably in about another 20 years, they're going to have the Flight 800 ride. They could slide down the wing.
Nice. The Pan Am ride.
Yeah.
You jump on it and it blows up.
Yeah.
Don't worry, the guy who did it will never really get penalized.
That's right. They'll just send him back to die.
So I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if this show is airing on TVQ or special live from the compound.
Yeah, it's up in the air.
That's what's beautiful about live radio. You do a contract, it really doesn't mean anything.
No.
This changes all abound. But, you know, we hope we're at TVQ. If we're not, we're happy to be live at the compound.
Yep.
We're happy wherever we are because we're going to keep on doing this. Really, people can't stop us.
Yes, whoever leaves the door open, we're there.
Yes. So if we curl in with you late at night in bed, your fault.
Yeah. Lock your doors.
I guess we should get into this. We got a lot of stuff to cover as always. We're going to be talking about our own from WTBQ's Dr. Bob. He talks to God and he's written books, and we're gonna analyze some of that stuff in a little bit, which is gonna be fun. We're also gonna be talking about a gay app for the Android because apparently there wasn't enough apps for the Android. But first, this is kind of a very disheartening story, to be honest with you, Joe.
Yeah.
I was reading an article the other day, and we have wasted billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars in Iraq because all that stuff that we shipped over there, all that machinery, all those bases, all those forklifts, all those tanks, all that crap, it costs a lot of money to send it back. So we're just going to leave it there.
Now, I want to stop right now and everybody to think about their tax dollars going up. Obama saying that everybody should be taxed a little bit more. We all have to share the wealth. And we have all this stuff there that's worth billions that we are going to leave.
Well, exactly. Think about all – not only think about the money you spent. Think about all the programs that people want to cut because the country is so broke. Think about all the teachers that have been fired. Think about all the cuts they want to do to the EPA or think about how hard it is for FEMA to get the funding they need after they've done such a great job this year helping people. Think about all that. All that money – it's over there in Iraq.
And go back and think about when Obama was laying out the cuts that they want to make to Medicaid and all these cuts, millions and millions of dollars, okay? We are giving away equipment with a fair market value. This was just last month. Fair market value of $247 million between September 1st of last year and August of this year.
Right, but you know what? But Bush was told we don't need all this stuff and it's going to cost us a lot of money, and he kept on sending stuff over there too. Bush was just sending things, you know, all sorts of supplies.
It transcends whether you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah, but I kind of got the feeling that you were just pinning it on Obama.
It sounded like that, but no, I am not. I am pinning it on the U.S. government, regardless who is sitting in the big oval, the chair in the Oval Office.
You know, I hate to say this, but it kind of – and it's and the Republicans screwed this up too, but this is their point, although they never adhere to it. It does make the point of the lack of forethinking that government has. Now, unfortunately for the Republicans, when they get in power, they screw the pooch the same way the Democrats do.
Exactly.
So they don't even stick to their point.
Exactly.
But that is the result.
And the thing is, no matter who is in charge, they're taxing us. We're in a deficit. We're in a deficit. We need more tax money. We need more tax money. And they're not spending it. They're not thinking. They're not spending it. They're just spending it, squandering, whatever.
They don't care.
And then, they need to care. And that's why we have to make them accountable for this stuff.
They're not accountable. Because,
they're going to have to be.
They're never going to be accountable.
Well,
everybody in Washington is bought and paid for. They're all bought and paid for. Listen, we are making planes that the U.S. military does not want, that we spend billions upon billions of on, just to give jobs, to create jobs, and to do favors. The government, the military doesn't even want it. Everybody's bought and paid for. Everybody wants jobs in their district.
But the thing is, we know this. When are we going to say enough? When are we going to say it? See, that's the
thing. I think the American people have said enough. We just don't really have choices.
But the thing is, the Tea Party comes out, and you know, I kind of agree with some things they do, but the Tea Party comes out and starts calling them to task, and they get called racist, they get called all these other names. They've been the only group so far in the past 2 years that have come out and said enough.
Yeah, but they say enough, but yet when the federal government offers them money, you know, when the federal government offers these Tea Party governors money, they take the money. Like, you know, nobody's standing up for principles. I know what you say. You like to hear what the Tea Party says, but it's just lip service like every other politician. They're playing to a group of people that, you know, I think a lot of them think that they really are going to change. They're not. They're the only guy who's ever stuck to his guns the whole damn time is Ron Paul. He's the only guy. I mean, people think he's crazy, and maybe he is, but he's the only one that doesn't change his policy. He's the only one to go, well, I know what that SOB stands for.
But isn't that sad? Isn't that sad that we know this? And we don't demand it. We don't demand it.
We have. Listen, we thought Obama was going to be different. He punted. He screwed the pooch. Listen, the system is broken. You're not in a two-party system. You're not going to get anybody different. They all talk the talk. You know, the Republicans have no. I mean, the Republicans have nobody who's currently running. Now, if Christie jumps in. And maybe he did by the time you're hearing this. if Christie jumps in, it's going to be interesting. But here's the thing. a lot of people don't like Christie. A lot of people do like Christie. I would actually, as a registered Democrat, even though I'm more independent, I would actually give Christie a listen to. But here's the thing that concerns me about Governor Christie. It's not Governor Christie who's actually gotten some pretty good things done in Jersey and has been able to work with the Democratic state legislator and gives the Democrats credit and praises FEMA. So he's a guy who can actually get things done. It's not Governor Christie that I'm concerned about. It's all the nuts in the Congress and the Senate, the Republicans that are going to push him to do things that he wouldn't be able to do if it was a Democrat. Because the Republicans are probably going to gain some more seats. And that scares me to death. It's not the man in the Oval Office if it's Governor Christie. It's all the wingnuts that come along with him.
Yeah, and even on the local level, the whole thing with they raised the tolls at all the Port Authority bridges, okay? They upped it $4. And the amount of cars, and they making millions and millions of dollars a day, but they're saying they're short on the projects. Nobody questions them. Nobody audits them.
We can't. We're just held hostage.
But we shouldn't be held hostage.
But we are.
But you know what? You know, and again, I do like Christie, and Christie and Cuomo, who I do like, I like both governors, but they both let them say, well, just lower it a little bit. Where is this money going? We don't question where is this money going.
We don't have a choice.
It's our money. It's our money. When are we going to stop and ask for an accounting of where our money is going?
Well, it's not going to happen. It's not.
It needs to happen.
It's not going to.
Well, then we should just start saying no to the, you know.
I say no every damn time I get a bill. Nobody
but
listens.
It's ridiculous. How could you raise the taxes and the tolls when we're in the middle of a recession and go, that's the way it is? No, it's not. It's blatant what they're doing.
Listen, taxes go up because they need to pay for things. Listen, it's not managed properly. And the right will say, well, it should be privatized. You know what? If it was privatized, it would still stink, too.
Yes.
Because there would be nobody to check it. We have no way, you know.
But you would bid it out. You would bid it out to the private contractor.
Yeah, it goes to the lowest bidder, so they're probably not going to do the repairs that need to be done.
But
there's not an easy solution.
Here's the deal, though. If you do do it to the lowest bidder, they have to make sure that they get those done, or they're going to start getting penalties
and then they're going to say that the government is interfering and they're putting all these regulations. You can't win.
No, the regulations, the bottom of the tunnel still has potholes in it. Fill it. We're not busting your chops. Fill the potholes.
You really don't want a tunnel that's underwater to have potholes in it.
Well,
strike me as a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, a little bit,
That's no longer a tunnel. That's a toy for fish.
But we need to make them accountable. We have to make them accountable.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, but we...
Listen, if I could get one of the politicians that we have on this station on my show, we would have a damn show. I would hold their feet to the fire, and I would ask them questions. This station has tons of politicians going on. It's softball after softball. Nobody ever presses
them.
Well,
you want to know something?
Politicians, if you're listening right now...
You have an open invite to come on this show and sit with us and explain to us why people are being not made accountable for the money that is being squandered. And also with Iraq... They had they lost millions of dollars they sent millions of dollars over there, I guess to help the local people there and stuff like that. They lost just off the top of my head, I think they lost about $5 million of it. They don't know where it went.
I know where it went.
Where'd it go?
They should check the cushions of the couch. Yeah. That's where all the money goes. Probably find a toy from a Captain Crunch cereal box, some loose change, $5 billion all underneath the couch. But I mean, we're leaving this equipment behind. Look, I'm getting animated. Like, people can see. Wait for the podcast. Yeah.
Wave your hand some more.
Yay! Or Skype, super slow-mo. But we're leaving this equipment behind. There's still insurgents over there.
Yes.
They're going to use to kill us.
Yes. They run around in the back of a Toyota pickup with a missile launcher. Don't you think you want to trade up to an Abrams tank?
No. Oh, what a feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they left the keys in. How nice.
That's what I love. They should do those truck commercials. They should really have truck commercials. Our truck is tough. We towed some 2x4s. Really? This thing just blew up a city. What truck do you want?
Here's what I don't understand, Joe. I mean, because we're not going to get the money. Why can't we get oil for these supplies. When Bush went to war, he said, this isn't going to cost the American people anything. It's going to be paid for in Iraqi oil. Really? Mm. Oil has gone through the roof since we started these shenanigans.
Really?
How about we leave you a tank, you give us 50 barrels of oil. Why can't we do that?
We should do that.
But why can't we? I don't know.
The same reason why you are saying that we can't get these people to account for the money that they're squandering over there.
It's just terrible.
And we know all of this. We know all of it. It's not a secret. We know it. We know it. Why aren't we calling our politicians to task and demanding that they do something about it, or they're out?
Well, here's the difference between the Den and the politicians. The Den solves problems. We solve problems. We cut through political nonsense. We solve problems. We are idea creators. We're not job creators. We are not job creators.
Really, no.
We are
far from it. We can't even create the two we have right now.
No, we're trying.
We're giving it a shot.
We are idea makers.
Mm.
We've come up with ways to get some money back or to make this worthwhile.
Yeah.
I think one of the first things we should do is, listen, the government says it's too expensive to fly all these materials back to the U.S. So it's too expensive, too cost-effective. Some of these things are bases, latrines, vehicles, etc. Instead of flying these things home, why don't we fly our homeless to live there?
You're a genius.
Doesn't every hobo need a Humvee? We solve two problems.
And you could fly to homeless. It wouldn't cost much.
Every all the property is beachfront property.
Right.
The weather's always nice.
Right. And we got big cargo planes. We could put plenty of shopping carts and bottles in there. They could all put their stuff in there.
It would be a bunch of shopping. All you'd walk around in the desert and you would just see shopping cart tracks.
That's all you would see.
But really, I mean, you can move people there. You know what? Maybe I'm wrong. You know what? Let's think globally. I was just thinking about America's problems. Put the Palestinians there. What we have left behind is much better than what they have right now. Trust me. It's still the desert. We'll give them like the Disney gift pass so they can still visit.
And believe me, we wouldn't have to fly them. Israel would go, hey, we'll take them.
Israel would pick up the
I got five LL flights. I'll get them the hell out of here and over there in the gyps.
They can bring their rocks with them.
Bring what?
Although, if you have more than 50 pounds of rocks, we're going to have to charge you. But, yeah, I mean, there's ways to solve the problem. One problem off the top of my head, Joe, right there. You have any ideas?
We can have a garage sale.
I like the idea of a garage sale.
You know, you just take a big thing in crayon, garage sale today.
Put up signs all over the Middle East.
Yeah.
Put a sign up on a camel's rear end. Listen, who wouldn't want a latrine at 75% off?
I would want a latrine. I might fly there myself to get the thing.
Well, sure, why
But look
not?
What they got. They got fuel tanks, air conditioning units, generators, refrigerators, porta-johns, beds,
a fondue set.
A fondue.
Well, you see them at every garage sale. A poster of David Cassidy. Come on, put it up.
Picture with dogs playing cards. Right next to the last rocket. Everything is there that you want.
I agree with the garage sale. I'm a little bit more sophisticated than you, garage sale. I like the idea. I do. I do like it. A little bit more sophisticated than you. How about we put the stuff up on eBay?
Brilliant idea, Craig.
Each tank will come with a certificate of authenticity that it was, in fact, used during the war and may have actually killed an insurgent. I mean, wouldn't that be – I mean, people would be going cuts with it. I bid on sports tickets. If I can get a tank – or an aircraft carrier, whatever the hell else we're leaving. I don't know what. Now, shipping is going to be a bitch. Admittedly, shipping, but that's the same problem the government's having. But if I don't have to ship over a whole fleet.
Yeah, you pick up the tab, not us.
If I get a tank and I put that on my front yard, I could charge admission. People want to climb in that thing.
That's true, and it will keep the crime down.
Absolutely. You know, the local crime watch has just gotten a lot more sophisticated.
It's an Abrams tank sitting in the front yard.
An M16 in every home.
You could also put it on Craigslist.
Okay, I like that.
Right next to the virgins. You can have
now,
it right
now here's my problem with Craigslist. I mean, you think you're selling a tank. Next thing you know, somebody's trying to rape you in the tank. when we had our police officer friend, Lieutenant Andy, on there. Yes. I mean, next thing you know, there's code words and there's cocaine in the
right.
rifles.
Yeah, you just get a car. I'm selling a tank. No, sir, I don't do those things. No, that's not what I meant by a tank. I meant a tank. You know, boom, rah, 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 tank.
It seems a little dangerous for us to put our U.S. military in that type of position of people from Craigslist visiting them. It's one thing to fight the insurgency. It's another thing to fight the nuts that respond to Craigslist.
And it's just the whole thing of leaving that stuff there. You brought up this point before. It's like going to the Taliban, come and get it.
The prices are low.
We should just have like you, car salesman over there.
Crazy.
We got tanks. We got M16s. We got all makes and models. We're giving it away.
We're blowing the roof off savings.
And everything else.
We have explosive sales.
Tanks, trucks, portageons. We got it all.
Now, Joe, we're an entertainment show. Well, more or less.
Really? Where you heard that?
Well, my mom.
Okay.
How about, I got an idea for entertainment, but how about we put everything in storage and have the guys from Storage Wars bid on it?
Brilliant.
You make money from the TV shows and you get the proceeds and you just hear some guy go, yep. Yep. 1 billion. Yep. 1 billion 50. Yep. And it's great TV viewing. You watch these nuts try to climb through the tanks and the cannons and whatever else we got over there, the jeeps and everything, trying to find the thing that was from the Victorian age. Ooh, it's a Victorian age shell. Yay! I'm going to take this to the local dealer and tell me what it's worth.
No IOUs, only IEDs, okay? That's how we run it here, okay, folks? Bidding starts now.
I got one final idea. You got any more ideas? I got one final idea.
Mm. What do you got?
We asked Trident to move it for us. They seem to be able to do everything cheaper than us anyway. And you know what? Some of the crap can wind up in Walmart. I got no problem with that. A blue light special on battalions.
Oh, God. Mark, we get that howitzer.
Ma, we don't have an M55.
Ma, look, M55. Oh, they're having the blue light special.
I would love a greeter to have hand grenades when I walk in. So, yeah, I say have the Chinese do it. That's my solution. What do you think?
No, I don't know. They got their hand in enough stuff. No, China, you stay out.
China, you stay
you
out.
You stay out. This is our stuff.
Now it's the Arab stuff.
Wow.
Now it's the Iraqis. Enjoy it. Thank you, U.S. government. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to Davin, then on WTBQ. We'll be back after these commercials.
Let's see. I had this at about 20.
No, we started 13 after. Remember, it starts 5 minutes late.
Okay.
So 13 after. So that's 12. Oh, wait, were we short? No.
I think we were.
All right.
Okay.
So we'll come back from the break and we'll go. We'll start with Dr. Bob's missus. And we got to get to 4 after. All right.
All right. That was a good rant.
Sure. Very serious for us for a little while. Okay. Yeah, because you can't bring up the messes.
Oh, but it's nice to have a clear mind instead of sitting here trying to riff and going, did I do that quote before I left?
That's nice not having to carry it.
Yeah, thanks.
Ready?
Yeah.
And we are back. You were listening to Davin Dead on WTBQ 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, and WTBQ.com. As always, you could check out the replays on the Davin's Dead Facebook page. Joe Curry is with me as always.
Hello.
Bringing it home. And I'm Davin Rosenblatt. We were just talking about all the billions that we've wasted in Iraq. And Joe and I solved the problem. So you can vote for us.
Please.
Vote for us.
And we will make sure money is spended accordingly.
And we'll buy some nice stuff for ourselves.
We'll buy some nice stuff.
All right, we're going to do something a little different here, Joe, on this show. If you're a regular listener of WTBQ and you listen to all the programming, three of you, on Monday nights at 6 p.m., we have our own Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob is a psychiatrist. He's a doctor in psychiatry. And he does a show where God speaks to him. And he writes down what God says. In these books in old English, old James literature. And then he has a round table of people going around trying to interpretate what God says.
So what does God call in and go, figure this out? Go.
God only talks to Dr. Bob when he's not on the air. Which is kind of odd. You would think. I mean, we have Satan calling us all the time.
And God can't call in?
Maybe he's got bad cell servers. But here's the, and we're going to interpret some of these things. And just some of the shorter ones, because the long ones make me want to go to Iraq and leave myself there.
Holy shell, plenty of stuff.
Here's the thing that concerns me. Dr. Bob is a psychiatrist. Do you want to go to a psychiatrist that talks to God?
No.
I think he needs to prescribe himself some stuff.
Yeah, really.
But we're going to do our best to interpret some of these. I'll actually plug this. These are called the Foot Ladder of Notes Divine from the Christian Laity Foundation, and I'm just looking for the website on here because he's got a website. You can go to the Christian Laity Foundation.org. if you would like to purchase one of these books. We were lucky enough. They are here in our studio.
You said lady.
That's not very godly. All right. Missive number 31.
Missive.
I shall read this to you. O God of garbage, asking thee thy rule, send forth thy rule, that altar be, that founds the coast of closing fire of trivia.
Oh, God of garbage. Yeah, what he's saying is make sure you recycle, or I'll be very displeased.
God
of garbage?
God is on Al Gore's
side. Make sure you keep your lids on the cans. The raccoons get in.
Yeah, I thought,
thank you, God.
I thought it says clearly that God is Oscar the Grouch. Yeah. And when Oscar Grouch comes before us, we will have hot wings and new trivia at the bar on the coast.
I could just see God coming through with 5 o'clock in the morning to pick up the pails with his big beard and roll. Yo!
God's a garbage man.
Jesus driving. Pull up. Yo!
Well, it makes sense because it says his cleanliness is next to godliness.
I guess.
Maybe Dr. Bob was onto something.
I guess.
So,
yeah. God of garbage?
Sure.
Mm.
Here's a small one. Scintillating the growth. That's all God said to him. Scintillating the growth.
Maybe he's busy.
To me, it sounds like somebody had a boner and God was talking to
scintillating
him.
Scintillating the growth?
Scintillating the growth. To me, it sounds like he's got a boner.
Yeah, really.
This growth is getting quite scintillating.
Yeah.
That's what God said to him. I'd be like, God, is there more? Hold on, I'm finishing off.
No.
Why does God always call when I'm watching porn?
Yeah.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. It's God, and now he's telling me.
He's everywhere, so they say.
God, can you get me some better pornography?
God, could you turn around?
Close your eyes, God.
Close your eyes.
God, can you get me high speed?
Yeah.
Number 982.
982 in your missive?
Missive 982. Felicity fulfills thy grand design.
I knew a girl, Felicity, and yeah, she sure did.
Yeah, I mean, it's like amazing. It's amazing what Felicity will fulfill for $50.
Yeah, really. Yeah, well, God's doing is laying out some hot chicks.
That's my type of God. He's a Muslim God. Are they virgins? Let's roll.
Oh, let's roll.
I'm doing the short ones because the long ones are blow. I can read a long one if you want.
I want a long one. We got to decipher a long one.
Let me do this short one, and then I'll find a long one for us. Another short one, Mr. 794.
794 in your books.
Turn to 7. It's not page 794 because the pages aren't numbered. Apparently, God couldn't afford to number them.
Really?
Dummy.
God can't collate?
No, he can't. God had to go to Random House for this.
Yeah, really.
God didn't have enough to get this published by a big company, so he self-published it. Thanks for God.
See God in Staples? Nah, I don't pay for that.
We should get God on the show. We've had Satan on the
show. Yeah,
thing.
We should. We'll ask him to figure this out.
All right. 794. Come from within. Clearly, God's not a fan of the rhythm method. All right, let's do. I have not looked over this one. It's a fairly long one. 801.
801.
You ready to roll with this?
801.
I hope you listeners appreciate what we're doing for you.
We're trying to decipher this for you.
Listen, you could call Dr. Bob and ask him, but he doesn't take calls. You can email him though. You know, we're trying to help you people.
He doesn't take calls.
No, because he's got two people on the phone line, and they'll go round and round trying to decipher this together.
Really?
Yeah.
They're probably going, what the hell is he talking about?
Nah, they're nuts like him.
Really?
Yeah, sure. You know what? We have some nuts at this station, which I'm cool with. I like nuts and everything. They're just not fun nuts.
No.
I want wacky nuts. I want, like, the type of guy that's on the subway saying, Jesus is coming tomorrow. That's my type of nut.
And he tells it straight. You don't have to decipher what he wants. Jesus is coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Exactly.
None of this ye old and I thee and me thy, though thou, the thee, to who it may concern. Yeah.
I could listen to that type of show.
Right.
All right. Missive 801.
Missive 801.
Tools of science negate belief in spirit world.
Science!
Whence comes truth unassailable. Spirit life completes salvation of man. That expires not in process renewal. Taint of organism. Exponent. He said taint.
God, taint.
Be clouds. If you want to hear about bees, you can listen to The Buzz on Tuesday with James at 1 p.m. Awareness of holy... He's going to love the fact that I plugged him in the middle of this.
Yeah, really.
Be clouds. Awareness of holy truth available. To minds cached in human affairs. Lessen not thy touch on programs eschewed that fly soul to hidden state of holiness. Prepare for reception. It's going to smart. Thy will be done in inner place. A bet it is. Assessing holy order. Required for reformation of principles divine. Inner code directed by spirit voice. Proclaims holiness resurrected. All saved from doom of man's quest for self-destruction. Stop masturbating. I'm going to penetrate you myself. That's what it says.
You know what? I hope God doesn't, during Judgment Day, God isn't explaining this stuff like that. Because I'm going to
wind up. That's why the line is so long.
I know, but I'm going to wind up in hell and not know why.
Well, you know Satan. He'll be happy to see it.
Yeah, I do.
So that was a long one. Do you see why now I picked some of the short ones?
Yes.
Do you have any interpretation on that nonsense?
No.
I think it was about sex.
I think
it says, stop touching yourself. I'm going to invade you.
I think God was on the other line doing something more important. You know, when you're take too close. Yeah. Ye thou shalt die. Yeah, hold on. I'll be right with you. Yeah. Thou shalt ye not. Ye not. Thou shalt. All right. Look, I got to get out of here. Goodbye.
You're talking to that other microphone. That one's not on. So.
No, this is the mic that's on. I'm using this mic. I'm not using that mic.
You think for that one, Dr. Bob was like on hold with tech support?
It sounds like it. Or we're like, just buddy me da my da
my da my. All right, back to the short one. I'll get an aneurysm if I read another one of those.
Yeah,
ones.
Really.
That was pretty hard. Blessed missive number 783.
This is 783.
We're gonna, if we do this regularly, we're gonna get music for this. I swear to God, we
yes.
have harps and everything.
Yes,
we're gonna do this.
I can whip that up.
Okay. All right. Cool. Mission for you. Bring it to the compound.
Yes, sir.
We'll be soon. Blessed be thy overcoming mind of Satan. Tempting thee with fumes of noxious content.
That means that Satan went to Taco Bell this morning.
I thought it meant Satan's farts will make you happy. Mm. Noxious content. I'm dancing in Satan's farts.
You know what hell must stink, though? We never asked Satan that. You know, you would
probably
think
smells like sulfur.
It probably sulfury and stuff like that. You know, well, you could complain.
People are sweating all the time. I don't think they have deodorant.
Yeah, hell must stink. Yeah, yeah.
We should probably ask him that, right?
Next time he decides to call him, we got to ask him.
All right, here's the other one. Here's the last other one, short one, unless you want me to find a long one for you. I don't know how much.
Find a long one. Let's try, see if we can try to decipher another long one.
Well, do you want me to do the short one
first? Do the short one, then do the long one.
Missive 525.
Missive 525.
Help others who hurt.
Hmm.
The good doctor had Chinese food and got his fortune cookie confused with God that day.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Missive 537. Lucky numbers 47, 12, 48, 15, 26.
All right. Here we go. 695. I this is
695.
It's a medium sized one. Audience, you know what? I apologize for this, but we're trying to save your souls. 695. In the evening of twilight, when cast the light, upon scenes of merriment, all aglow with joy. Yes, would you like to?
It means there's a party Friday.
Sure. Seek not nutrient in paths askew. Follow the directions, stupid. Don't listen to the guy around the corner. He doesn't know how to get to the compound. From central source, use your GPS.
Yes.
Wish not for harm to others. Listen, I know they're really slow, but you can't rear-end them. You have to be patient. Lost upon seas of inequity. We're going to lose time because the GPS said recalculating.
Recalculating. So do not, what does that say? Do not wish harm upon.
Wish not for harm to others.
He's never done a comedy gig before, has he?
Clearly not. Lost pond seas of iniquity. Wait in shallows till beached the craft of lost mariners drained of vital core.
Is God writing for Iron Maiden now?
It looks
like Sir Dickinson would be singing, not God.
I think he's like talking about the Pirates of the Caribbean when they got lost.
Yeah, really.
Means met by tender embrace. I'm going to hug you. Encasing hearts wounded, wills of man returned to intercourse with Savior deep. Yeah, God, give it to me deep. Oh, God, penetrate my soul. Give it to me, God. Yeah, God. Harder, God. Love you, God. Penetration, God. Hallelujah. And that was sacrilegious. And I don't care.
No.
That was wrong.
Ugh.
Well, that's my interpretation, but I could be wrong. I'd love to go on the show with the good doctor.
We should see if we can get the good doctor on here.
Maybe. I don't know how to react to that.
And go, yeah, this book. What in the hell are you talking about?
So should we do this again at some point, Joe?
Yeah, I'm curious. But for that, we'll be
all right, but again, I want to plug the man. It's Dr. Bob, WTBQ, 6 p.m. on Monday nights, The Foot Ladder of Notes Divine. So you guys can hear more of that and get
it. It's more like a stepladder of Notes Divine.
Yeah. All right. So Android and apps are at it again. They've come out with an app that helps you figure out if your son is gay.
It seems, it has a rather simple premise. It claims to determine through a series of 20 questions whether or not the survey taker's offspring is in fact homosexual. And yet, despite this simplicity of purpose, the app is a surprise and, get this, incredibly controversial.
Why?
No.
I mean, is this not the ultimate case of lazy parenting? Here, son, read this. I don't want to talk to you.
The Android app was made by a French developer. Go figure. And Amine Mueh, English, bring me, whose only previous work was Mon Fils est tu gay, English, is my son gay.
What's the difference between this and a questionnaire from Cosmo? I mean, seriously.
This, you find out your kid's gay. A questionnaire from Cosmo means you're in trouble with your chick.
No, okay. And listen, if your son's reading a questionnaire from Cosmo, you know he's gay.
Yeah, because he knows then he'd be able to get all the right answers. Because God knows no heterosexual man ever got a... You at least ever give the Cosmo quiz?
No.
Oh, do you get my ex-girlfriend used to give me the Cosmo quiz.
Really?
Yeah, and you know you're not gay if you fail it.
You're looking to fail.
Yeah, you're looking to fail.
Here's a question that I would ask of Dr. Bob if he was here, but instead, I'll throw it to you.
Okay.
Because you're the second when it comes to spiritual. Do you think God made this app this way, or this app became this way and can be changed to a more acceptable app with the proper teaching and retooling?
That is a question to ask, and if we don't ask that question on Monday at 6 o'clock, I want you folks out there to call up and ask him that, then report back to us.
All right. Well, we came up with some of our own questions. But we're going to – first of all, this app is $2.69. Pretty cheap to find out if your son is gay or not, to be honest. It's a bargain.
It's a bargain.
Not only is he gay, he's Jewish.
Hillary, we got to find out, so we got to go lay out the $2.69.
All right, let's – we came up with our own questions, but we should go through the 20 questions.
Let's go through the 20 questions, and then we will accentuate it with ours.
Does he like to dress up nicely? Does he pay close attention to his outfits and brand name?
Ding, 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 ding.
Do you think
ding,
that
ding.
Makes him gay?
Either makes him gay or makes him metrosexual.
Yeah, that doesn't make him gay.
No, a lot of...
I mean, listen, not every guy's a slob like you or I.
That's true.
You know, I don't think that makes him gay.
No, does he like to dress nicely? Yeah, you know, I get up... Well... When you're in your 20s, like I would say between the years of 17 and 30, when you just give up all hope, when you're out, when you used to go out to like the club, you know, I used to go out to the clubs and stuff like that back in the day, and I would go to Chess King and all those stores, make sure I look nice.
Yeah, you still wear those
like
stupid T-shirts.
Yeah. Jersey, dirt.
Don't even. I will put you back in the barrel, and I will shove the foot ladder of Notes Divine right up your toes. Do not go there.
But no, if you got a kid and he's like 18, 19, and looking at the dress nicely and close attention, you know, if it's he's probably trying to find chicks.
Yeah, I agree. Does he like football? Only the huddle. I mean, what? Because a guy likes football, that makes him straight.
Does he like?
Before he was born, did you wish he would be a girl? Really? Really? I have mind control now over this?
Yeah, really, really.
That is so stupid.
Well, if you're buying everything from that's pink.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what you're wishing. You're not. It doesn't say, do you dress him up in frilly stuff?
That's true.
Has he ever gotten into or participated in a fight? Yes, but it was a slap fight and a pillow fight.
Bitch.
I mean, what? Does that mean because he's a... I mean, what does that mean? If you are effeminate, you're going to get in fights because people are going to pick on you. And if you're full of testosterone, you're going to get in fights because you're a brute and you're looking for a fight. What does that mean?
It depends on whether you're winning them or not.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Listen, nobody wants to fight the gay guy. Next thing you know, they climb on top and the guy on the bottom screaming for mercy.
That's true.
Does he read sports magazines? Yes, just for the pictures.
Men's gymnastics.
Gymnastics Weekly. Looking to work that pommel horse. Does he have a best friend? Yes, and they cuddle. What of it? I mean, what does that mean? Does he have a best friend. Everybody has a friend.
Yeah. Does he have a best friend? Well,
No. Nobody talks to the gay. They put them off in a corner, and they nobody talks.
Does
to
he?
Them.
Does he sleep with the best friend? That should be the question to ask.
That's the best friend, a boy or a girl?
Yes, that's the second.
But you
question.
Know, for the longest, I mean, I've had best friends that were boys and girls. That doesn't really matter. That's stupid.
It is a stupid question.
Does he like team sports?
I bet he does.
Yeah, only when they pile on, high five and slap in the tush. Does he like? What does that mean? Does he like team sports? There's gay athletes and there's straight athletes. The gay athletes just don't say anything because the shower experience can be a little different for him.
A little standoffish in the shower.
Is he prudish or modest? It depends on the size of his penis. If he has a big penis, he's showing that sucker off.
Yeah, right.
Is he prudish? What? I think that's saying because like gay people are flamboyant.
Well, yes, that's probably what they say. I mean, if he loves to ride on a float and assless chaps, there could be a possibility.
Yes, but gay people work behind the scenes on Broadway as well as in front of house on Broadway. Does he like diva singers?
Now, you got to admit that.
Who doesn't
like
give
her?
Me the Gaga, I say. I like her sass.
Ah, but there's a difference between you know the what? Gaga and a Bette Midler and a Liza.
You know what? In high school, there was a friend. We made fun of him. We called him Blaine. That was not his name. who we suspected, and he loved the Madonna.
Did he?
And you know what? Loving the Madonna while we were all into metal or rap or whatever the hell we were into, it's kind of a clue. If you're a straight guy, love him. It's kind of a clue.
Have we heard from Blaine at all lately?
He's a Facebook friend.
Is he?
Probably defriending me after this.
No.
Hey, Tatsu, listen. Does he spend a long time in the bathroom? Every man spends
a long time in the bathroom.
We're reading, we're pooping, we're looking for peace and quiet, or we're enjoying ourselves doing something else. What does that mean, does he spend a long time in the bathroom? If you have a teenage boy, no matter where you are, you're going to hear this.
Come on, let's go.
What are you doing
let's
in there?
Go.
Zip. Nothing, Mom. I'll be right out.
Right. Yeah, because Dad's got to get in there.
Exactly. Does he have a tongue, nose, or ear piercing? Now, that should be a question if he's a vampire, not if he's gay.
Yeah, and nowadays, every kid has a tongue, nose, or ear piercing.
Does he spend time getting ready to be seen in public? No, he rolls out of the bed with his feety pajamas on and just hustles right out. What does that mean?
Well, it depends, okay? If you're getting ready for work or just to hang out, watch the ball game, you know, and he spends a long time getting ready, But if, like I said, if it's like, you know, the weekend and it's time for dancing or romancing, you got to look good.
Absolutely.
You know?
Have you asked yourself questions about your son's sexual orientation?
Why don't you ask them?
Yeah, exactly.
Then you won't need the stupid app.
Yeah, man. How about having a conversation with your boy, you jackass?
Yeah.
Are you divorced? Yes, probably, because you don't know how to communicate.
They should have a crappy parent app.
I think they do. It's this.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you divorced? Why? Because you don't know how to make a marriage work and you can't communicate with people. That means your son is gay? Oh, goodness gracious. Does he like musical comedies? All right, you got me there.
All right. However, there's one musical comedy he should love coming out in 2012, The Weight of the World. That will be a musical comedy that everybody will enjoy, so stay tuned.
I'm going to let that lie the way it deserves.
No.
Has he introduced you to a girlfriend ever?
I love this way, ever.
No, you're an embarrassment. Now, why would he introduce you? If he introduces you to his girlfriend, Jenny, you're going to hand her an app, a virgin app or something.
Right.
You stink.
And this is question 16. From question 15 back, he wants to spend little time at the house with you as possible. He's not even want to be there.
Is the father... you. Oh, so a mother can't even ask this. I'm
really?
The father.
Oh.
Is the father, you very strict or authoritarian with his son? Yes, he likes beatings, but who doesn't?
Yes, right.
Get the belt and pull down the pants. It's fun time and discipline. What does that mean? If you push him too hard, he's going to push somebody from behind? What does that mean?
I know. You're leaving your library records in the garage again.
In your family, is the father absent? Yes, because you are an embarrassment as a man.
Yes.
Downloading apps. Of course your father could see that you were a loser from day one and left you. You stink. 269? Yuck. Go to Iraq and buy a tank.
Yeah. Was he shy as a child? Yes, because he was embarrassed of who he's living with.
Oh, my God. Final one. Is he close to his father? No, his father's a dink and a jackass.
So, you know, they're really laying a trip on the father. They're really saying that this is pretty much the father's problem.
Listen, dads, if you have a gay son, you did it.
Let me tell you something. Whether you're gay, is a gene that you have in yourself. It's not your environment, okay? I was raised by two women. I was raised by my grandmother and my mother.
Yeah, now you wrote a musical comedy. Point noted.
That's stupid. All right, well, maybe a point there. However, I used to be dragged to dress stores and all this other stuff. Yes, yes. When you had to go to the suburban set out in Center Reach and
sit there.
So did
your skirt cover your knees?
No, but let me tell you
that
something.
Did not miniskirt read the joke, Harry?
No, but it's just because basically on paper, I maybe should be effeminate. However, I drink beer, I curse, I smoke cigars. You know, I have a wife. You know, it's basically your DNA or however you're programmed. It's not, it's not the environment that you were affected around.
If only Dr. Bob had a take on this.
Oh, God almighty. Ye is fine if thou like musicaleth and walking thine backwards through with thy gilded pad. Some nonsense.
Walking thy backwards through gilded. Don't bump into the tree.
You're right.
Ooh, that branch.
Ooh, thine oak branch smarteth, but yet it feeleth good.
I came up with questions, Joe. My own questions.
Gee whiz, Davin. I am also out of questions myself. Maybe we should move again next to the next topic.
No, I came up with questions that we should add to the app.
That is a very good idea, Davin. Why don't we read some of the things that we have come up to and lend some insight into this interesting topic?
Well, Joe, I tried to communicate you off mic, and as usual, you were a dunderhead.
A dunderhead? What kind of signals are you give me? Really?
This is
those are signals?
I give you plenty of signals. Here's two right now.
Yeah. You know where you can stick both of your signals.
Yeah, well, if I'm gay, I'll enjoy it.
Yucca. All right.
People are really going to be surprised what they see when we get the camera. They are gonna... All right. I came up my own questions, Joe, because I am concerned about the gays and the apps. All right?
I'm concerned about the gays and the apps.
What?
Oh, you know, it's the gays and the apps that are ruining this country. That's what I'm concerned about. That's my two cents. That's all I'm saying.
That's very manly of you.
That's right. He's gays in your abs. We're in a country.
Does he look forward to going to the proctologist? Joe's all choked up.
Choked
on,
yeah.
Does he think My Little Kitty is the cutest? And My Little Kitty is the cutest. Does he smell good? Because no heterosexual male smells good. And if he has your car noir, he's straight and trying to cover up his stink and doesn't know what decade it is.
Does he dance? Start dancing when it starts playing It's Raining Men?
I think we all do.
Ah, who doesn't? Oh.
Does he insist on soy milk in his frappuccino?
Does he always feel proud when he walks out of a closet?
Oh, no. Only if it's clean and tidy.
Ah!
Does he know that timing is everything when it comes to making a perfect souffle?
Does he watch Glee and actually enjoy it?
Good question. Does he not know how to hold a hockey stick?
Does he actually know where to put the puck?
I think he has an idea.
Ah.
Every time he wrestles, does he insist that the ref counts to 50 instead of 3 while pinning or being pinned?
Backwards.
Does he love getting changed in gym but hates participating in gym?
Has he ever been clumsy with the soap?
Oh, how would you monitor that?
How would you monitor that?
I mean, now you got to stand there and watch your son take a shower, and I think that makes you a little bit of the gay.
Yeah, that's three times, son. Be careful.
Does he want his name lengthened, i.e. Joe to Joseph, Mike to Michael, John to Jonathan, fag to faggot?
Do things seem good or fabulous?
Fabulous!
Fabulous.
Does your son suspect that you're ill-equipped to parent and instead waste time and money buying stupid apps?
And if you're gay, please don't be offended, because as you realize, as we do, this is totally ridiculous, and your makeup has no bearing on the kind of person you are, and it's just another idea of something that's totally nonsensical that... breeds hatred.
What the hell was that?
That's my disclaimer.
We're doing disclaimers now?
What the hell?
Listen, if you're gay, I don't care if you're pissed off. I don't care at all. I think this app is nonsense, but if you're upset because we're making fun of you, deal with it. You should have been here a couple of weeks ago when we were making fun of all the racial pastries and treats and everything.
That's true.
I don't care if you're offended. Write the sweaty balls or something. I don't care.
Right. Now, for the people that like the Dr. Bob show, I'd like you to explain it in Dr. Bob terms.
Pleaseth, don't be offendeth, because what Godeth cometh down and giveth you the smacketh downeth on your derriereth.
Number 277.
No, really. I mean, really. We don't really care if you offend. If we offended, I think you could tell that we think that this is nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, we have gay friends. We've slept with gay men. It's what we do here at the Den.
Hey, you know, equal opportunity.
Listen. We'll sleep with anybody who's willing to sleep with us. Dr. Bob, if you're listening, please come on in.
Yeah, but just to, when you propose it to us, just make it clean and to the point.
All right, we got to get through this. We got about a minute here.
Minute?
All right, I'm just going to do this one quick story, and then we're going to get out of here. Breast milk. A little bit of a problem with the breast milk. There's a man who's living off of the breast milk, suckling on his wife's teat. People are pissed.
I love the way you say, man sucking off of wife's teat. People are pissed.
Saying she should donate. She should donate the milk. She says it's too expensive. He says, listen, it's a good source of nutrients. Have you ever tried breast milk?
No, but he said one woman estimated she can make $20,000 a year selling her milk.
Quite the little dairy she's got going on there.
Honey, I'm going to be home with some plungers. Get ready.
Just see her squeeze it. What's the electricity bill on that? I mean, is that manual? Do you have to hire Mexicans to squeeze the milk out of her?
Si, que va todo. It's too much. It's too much. Keep going. It's too much. It's too much.
A bunch of Mexicans squeezing your wife's boobs and you're paying for it. You can make $20,000 for that. You're right. You're very smart.
Keep squeezing, Jose, but my hands are tired, senor. Keep going.
Have you ever tried breast milk?
No, not since I was one. Have you?
No. I mean, of course I had the opportunity.
Yeah, we all have. When...
Well, we all have. You don't have a kid. What, you see a woman breastfeeding? Get out of there, you little Tyler. Let me suck on that over there. What are you, nodding out 6 months old so you could grab on and latch onto the woman's breast? What's wrong with you, you pervert?
Okay.
Now, here's what they say about breast milk.
Now, moving along.
Here's what they say about breast milk. That it actually, like, tastes like what you've eaten. So, like, for instance, like, turkey can be more gassy for the kid and everything. Like, you're going to have, like, broccoli breast milk. And, like, it makes sense.
I guess.
So you can have different flavors. Open up a shop.
Just have it labeled, like, taps with the... you know, like the taps.
Completely racial. Would the black women have chocolate milk? Hackala, hackala.
Oh, hubla, hubla, hoo-hoo.
But seriously. You didn't answer.
I guess you could request what you're going to eat.
You know what? I got to watch my health, so I would go with the skinny broad so I could have the low-fat milk. See, I saved that right there. All right, Joe, we got to get out of here. What you got coming up this week?
I am going to be working somewhere in Pennsylvania. I still haven't found, but I will be working.
Pennsylvania's very excited about this.
I'll be working for Comedy Blast Comedy.
Sorry. Mm. I would like to personally thank Success Martial Arts. For sparring, that is where my daughter goes. Russ, Sensei Russ at Success Martial Arts is great. It is amazing how much more disciplined and focused my daughter is since she's been doing it. So if you can, go to Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. It's great for the kids. And you can hang out with me, and we can write shows together on the sidelines while I watch our kids do stuff. Side Splitting Productions has a live comedy show this Friday at Portobello's in Oakland, New Jersey, starring Patrick O'Donnell from Comedy Central. For tickets, call 201-337-8990, extension 2. This weekend, I will be at Bananas in Poughkeepsie if they've recovered from Hurricane Irene. They had major damage, so I'm going to be there if it's open. For tickets, call 845-462-3333. Next Tuesday, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy at Philomena's in Deptford, New Jersey, starring the comedy and magic of Gemini. Gemini. For tickets, call 856-228-4563. Then I leave for Edmonton, Canada for a couple
happy
of weeks.
Trip.
So we got to get out of here.
I got to do one more quick plug. Don't forget, October 30th, Mulcahy's out in Center Reach. My band, McClinton, will be opening up for Ace Frehley, and we'll be celebrating our new CD that's coming out. So if you're on the island, please be there. Please, you can come me on Joe Curry Nation, actually Joe Curry on Facebook, to get ticket info. I'm done.
You stink at plugging. You want me to read your plugs from now on?
Yeah, why don't you?
Joe Curry. Now, don't go to Joe Curry Nation. Nobody goes to Joe Curry Nation. Just go to Joe Curry Nation.
Well, go to Joe Curry Nation, too, because that's the comedy gigs.
Yeah, they're concerned.
I know.
All right, coming up after the show, we got to get out of here. Psychic Sydney, if you're listening on TBQ, stick around for her. And if you're not, go back to masturbating. If you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. We're the Den. We're out.
Nighty night.
These things too. Two hours.
Yes.
What'd you think?
It was good. I wish we got. I wish we went to Uniboob.
I know, but I had a whole bunch of questions. We can do that another time. We can do that next week.
Yeah, okay.
If we're doing a show next week. I just had to look quickly and like, what can I do quickly? And I knew we could do that quickly.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, we did a good job.
Dude, I told you, we could do 2 hours.
Yeah. That was a good show.
Yeah.
Another good show.
But how do you think the Dr. Bob stuff went over?
It made me laugh. It's probably going to make him pissed.
What?
Yeah, I know. Plus, if he calls up to complain, nobody knows what the hell he's talking about.
Exactly.
That was yeah. Why? What is it?
What's look at the, you and ask people. Oh, don't be offended. You can't be offended. The evil me raised its head. I don't know. I think that was 2 good shows. We had stuff left over. I will tell you. I mean, because I didn't get the usual.